Stop! Stop it!
Is something wrong, Michael?
I don't want to watch anymore. It gives me the creeps.
But, Michael, this is the recommended stress reduction technique for humans.
Well, it isn't working for me.
Your feelings are not appropriate. This review of the record demonstrates that you did everything expected of you.
Tell that to her.
You can, if you'd like. You'll see Kamala Shastri this afternoon.
Not the copy we sent again. The original.
There is no difference between them. Michael, this is baby thinking.
Right.
Kamala Shastri agreed to uphold the harmony. The destruction of the original is the price of traveling to the stars. The equation must be balanced.
Then who says what harmony is? The dinos?
Not just the Hanan, no. Logic dictates the nature of the harmony.
Let's say some lunatic makes 10 billion copies of himself. So what? What does it hurt if there's an entire planet inhabited by duplicates of Lena? Or Michael Burr?
All sentient members of the Harmony have pledged to maintain reality in its most pristine form. So this
How many times did you say I pressed the button? 300 and something?
14.
314. And never once complained.
Your performance in that regard has been excellent.
You want me to think like the dinos? All right, I'm trying. But it's one thing to press a button and zap someone you can't see. What happened to Kamala Shastri is a different thing altogether.
But it isn't, Michael. That's the point. Your thinking on this matter is very disturbing, Michael. Very human. When other sentient species use the translator, the originals destroy themselves to preserve the harmony. Gladly, proudly. Human originals can't be trusted to do this, which is why we ask you to act for them. We believe that you are more mature in your thought.
She knew what was going to happen. She knew.
They all know. The humans who choose to be translated to another planet are unusual. They have begun to accept the harmony. Not many of your kind are capable of such a commitment. Are you, Michael?
Okay, okay. Let's just get it over with.
The subject has been in the QNSA for 3 minutes.
That's too damn long.
Error in modules E3, E4, and G2.
Discrepancies unfolding.
Attention. Tracking anomalies in the superluminal signal generated by task 138784. Data corruption is possible.
Is the problem here or there? If our scan was good, we can just retransmit, right?
Don't speak, Michael. You are ruffling me. It may be fortunate to recalibrate the scanner and begin over.
Damn it, I thought you had it fixed.
I did. What has happened cannot happen.
You're sure we have to start over, Silouan? Because this one was right on the edge when I tucked her in.
I control the translator only. The humans are your matter. The need is most clear. It will prolong about 30 minutes.
The subject has been in the QNSA for 4 minutes.
Let me hear what's going on in the marble. Turn it down. We've got to get her out of there.
This is baby thinking, Michael.
So we're babies, damn it. No original has ever been in the marble for more than 4 minutes. Listen to her. She knows something's wrong.
We do not have to listen to her.
That's your solution? Kill the sound?
Michael, it would be inharmonious to remove her from the QNSA.
So we leave her there for half an hour? No. Don't open the marble until I get the gantry ladder in place. Kamala, it's me, Michael.
Stop! Don't! I can't move! Oh my God, someone help!
It's okay. Nothing's going to happen, all right? We're bringing you out, that's all. Everything's all right. I'm going to use the sparker to disengage the nano. Careful now. Whatever you do, don't touch anything when you climb out. Here, take my hand. Hey!
Don't Kill me, don't. Please, I changed my mind.
Come on.
No, don't.
Let go.
Don't leave me.
Get a hold of yourself. Kamala, it's me, Michael. I know you're scared, but...
Bastard, what are you trying to do to me?
The scan got corrupted somehow. Silouan is working on it.
Our difficulty is obscure.
But that's not your problem.
They lied. They said I wouldn't feel anything in the marble in here. Do you know what it's like? It's...
Look, here. Here are your clothes. Why don't you get dressed? We'll get you out of here.
Bastard.
Come on. We can wait in the kitchen. Down the hall. Have a seat. I've got to wash up.
You're bleeding.
Just a few scratches.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So what now?
I don't know. What now, Silouan? Silouan? I guess we wait.
For what?
For Silouan to fix...
I'm not going back in there.
You're upset.
Damn right I'm upset.
You want something? Another cup of tea, maybe?
How about a gin and tonic? Hold the tonic. or a couple of 100 milliliters of Serental?
You know the dinos won't let us open the bar for subjects. The scanner might misread your brain chemistry. Your visit again would be nothing but a 3-year drunk.
Don't you understand? I am not going.
Okay. It's your life.
I thought I could do it. I wasted the last 2 years convincing myself that I could just lie there in the marble and not think, and then suddenly I'd be far away. I was going someplace wonderful and strange. I was going to help people see.
You did it, Kamala. You did everything we asked.
I could not think. That was the problem. And then there she was, trying to touch me. In the dark. I hadn't thought of her since... It's your fault for reminding me.
Your secret friend, the old lady.
Friend? No, I wouldn't say she was a friend. I was always a little bit scared of her, because I was never quite sure what she wanted from me. One day I went up to 10W after school. She was in her chair, staring down at Bloor Street. Her back was to me. Hi, Ms. Ace. I wrote a genie today in school. It searches the Allnet for my name. There are 107 other Kamala Shastris in the world. Ms. Ace? Is something wrong? Her skin was the color of ashes. I took her hand. It was like picking up something plastic. She was stiff, hard. Not a person anymore. She had become a thing, like a feather or a bone. I ran. I had to get out of there. I went up to our apartment and I hid from her.
Kamala, you don't have to do this.
No, I want to. You see, I think I understand now what she wanted. I think she knew she was dying. She probably wanted me there with her at the end. Or at least to find her body afterward and report it. Only I couldn't. If I told anyone she was dead, my parents would find out about us. Maybe people would suspect me of doing something to her. I don't know. I could have called security, but I was only 10. I was afraid somehow they might trace me. A couple of weeks went by and still nobody had found her. But then it was too late to say anything. Everyone would have blamed me for keeping quiet for so long. At night, I imagined her turning black and rotting into her chair like a banana. It made me sick. I couldn't sleep or eat. They had to put me in a hospital because I had touched her. Touched death.
Michael, an impossibility has formed.
As soon as I was out of that building, I started to get better. Then they found her. After I came home, I worked hard to forget Ms. A's, and I did, almost. But just now, she was with me again, inside the marble. I couldn't see her, but somehow I knew she was reaching for me.
Michael, I am here with Lena.
Don't you see? How can I go to Gend? I'm hallucinating.
Michael, this is Lena. It has broken the harmony. Join us along.
You know, I've never told anyone about her before.
Well, maybe some good has come of this, after all. Excuse me for a minute?
Where are you going?
I've got an errand to run.
An errand? No, wait.
I'm coming, Silwyn. What impossibility?
She is pleased to reopen the scanner.
Not pleased at all. More like scared witless.
The confusion was made elsewhere. No mishap can be connected to our station.
Tell me.
Our communications with Gend were marred by a transient falsehood. Kamala Shastri has been received there and reassembled.
She made it? What about the one we've got here?
The simplicity is to load the redundant original into the scanner and finalize the process.
I've got news for you. She's not going anywhere near that marble.
Her equation is not in balance.
What do you expect me to do? Wring her neck?
Would that not be messy?
No. I won't do it. I won't even think about it. Hey, what are you saying? English. Speak English.
This is just as I have been telling. These beamings have no realization of harmony. It is wrongful to further unleash them on the many worlds.
You may have reason, but that is a later discussion. The need is for the equation to be balanced. There is no time. We will have to discard the redundant ourselves.
I will argue that we adjourn human contemplation until this world has been rethought.
You can't do that.
I thought you moved out of this conversation, Michael.
You're trying to blackmail me into... I don't believe this.
Oh, there is no blackmail. Only the harmony. The equation will be balanced. That is a certainty. One uncertainty is who will act.
What am I supposed to do?
It is clear.
Wait. Just give me a few minutes. Maybe I can coax her back into the marble.
What is it?
We're all set. You'll be in the marble for less than a minute, guaranteed.
No, Michael.
Kamala, you're throwing away a huge part of your life.
It is my right.
But the dinos won't... Okay, then. Let's go.
Go where?
Back to Lunix. I'm holding the shuttle for you. It just dropped off my afternoon list. I should be helping them settle in instead of having to deal with you. Come on. The dinos want you off Tulin as soon as possible, and so do I.
All right.
And if we meet anyone in the hall, keep your mouth shut.
You're being so mean.
You're being such a baby.
I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry.
I have nothing to say to you. Airlock status?
Inner hatch closed. Outer hatch closed. Airlock pressure is currently equalized. The airlock is empty.
Open the inner hatch.
Hey, where's the... Hey!
Close the inner hatch. Open the outer hatch.
The airlock is currently occupied.
I said open it.
Your request will cause the death of the occupant.
Open the goddamn hatch!
Seeking authorization from the Hanan for a safety override. Lena has authorized the override. Opening the outer hatch.
What have I done? Airlock status.
Inner hatch closed. Outer hatch open. The air pressure in the lock is 10 to the minus 13 atmospheres. The airlock is currently occupied.
What? She must be holding on to something. But there's no air. What are you breathing out there? Space? Die! You're supposed to die! Weepy bitch can't even do that right! I did everything I could for you. risked my career. And this is how you repay me? All right. Enough. You asked for it. Besides, you're not here anymore. You're on Gend. This isn't happening to you. It's happening to a thing. Just like the old lady in Toronto. You're not a person anymore. You're a thing. Like a feather. Or a bone. Airlock status.
Inner hatch closed. Outer hatch open. The air pressure in the lock is 10 to the minus 13 atmospheres. The airlock is empty.
I guess that makes me some kind of hero. Michael Burr, protector of the Galactic Harmony. Attaboy, Mike. You sure can think like a dinosaur. God, he's got me talking to myself. Close the outer hatch.
Confirming signal acquisition. Point of origin is the planet Gen of the star Epsilon Eridani. Data decompression commencing. 10%. 26%. 48%.
She's a big file. Must have been busy out there on Gen.
79%. Decompression completed. The downloaded data has been verified. The translation subject is Kamala Shastri, task 238384.
It would be convenient to reassemble her now, Michael.
What are you asking me for? It's your marble.
This one is not to you special. The return you've been watching for.
That was 3 years ago, Dino Man. I'm a grown-up now.
Then I will notify Gend that we have welcomed Kamala Shastri's signal into our computer memory. I am progressing her data to the assembler.
Let me out!
Sounds like she's okay. Open the marble, Silhouette.
Open up, damn it!
Shh! It's all right.
What is this? Where am I?
You're fine, Kamala. You're back.
Back?
This is the Tulin Space Station. Earth orbit, Kamala. You're almost home.
But I was...
Yes, you were on Gen. Now you're here. Relax. You're doing fine. Better than most. I've had people who can't remember who they are for days. If you can sit up, we'll get you out of there. What? Are you all right?
I'm naked. Where are my clothes?
Clothes don't translate, remember? I've got a robe right here, okay? I'm taking you down for a med scan. We just need to be sure you've come back with all the same parts you left with. After they check you out, you can call home. Tell them you're back. We've got you scheduled for the afternoon shuttle.
I made it. I'm alive.
Yes, you are. Kind of hard to have a conversation otherwise.
I remember you. You were here before. You sent me to Gend.
I've sent a lot of people to a lot of different places.
Your name is Matthew?
Michael. Michael Burr. But thanks for remembering.
So it wasn't as bad as you thought? Seeing Kamala again?
I don't know. Maybe it was, and I just haven't realized it yet.
She recognized you.
Funny. I almost didn't recognize her. She's changed. There's a strangeness in her eyes.
What did you expect? It's been 3 years. She spent them on another planet.
Yeah. Yeah. The return of the conquering heroine. She did what she set out to do. She believes in herself now. I could feel it. Not like the one I destroyed.
They are the same person.
I wonder.
Shuttlecom reports that it has completed docking maneuvers. It's deploying the boarding umbilical. Time for her to go, Michael.
One last stroll through the airlock, eh? I'll go get her.
I want to thank you again, Michael. You were such a help, and I was such a... I was not myself. I was really scared.
You were.
Was it that bad? I feel so silly now. I mean, I was in the marble for less than a minute, and then... there I was again, just like you said. It was the easiest thing I ever did.
I'm glad. Sometimes people suffer.
There was something I was going to tell you when I got back.
What was that?
I don't know now. My mind has gone blank. Must be the after effects of the translation. Something we were talking about just before I got into the marble?
Never mind. It was a long time ago. Time to put all that behind us.
Put all what behind us?
Here we are. Airlock status.
Inner hatch closed. Outer hatch closed. Shuttle umbilical is deployed. Airlock pressure is currently equalized. The airlock is empty.
Open the inner hatch.
Anyway, I am glad we got this chance to talk. I really was going to look you up when I got back. I certainly didn't expect to see you here.
I decided to stay on. I was waiting for something to come clear.
Did it?
I don't know. Listen, you climbed into the marble. That translated. You stayed 3 years on Gend. You lived in a burrow under the dancing moons, and then climbed into a marble again. Do you feel special?
Special? Yes, I guess I do.
Well, that's it, I think. Because I don't feel special. I'm just like everyone else. Anybody could do my job.
You really think so?
I think that's why I stayed. I was waiting to find out if I was different, and now I know. Besides, it's a job that grows on you. Open the outer hatch. That's the umbilical to the shuttle. Once you're safely through, I'll close the hatches.
Michael, you're still doing it.
What?
The dentist trick. Trying to distract me.
Oh. Sorry.
Have you got people waiting to be translated?
Two.
I envy them. Have you ever thought about going to the stars?
No. Not me and that marble.
Well, like I said, thanks. You really saved my life. Goodbye. You should think about it. It changes everything.